Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to talk more about Lindor right now. We have to. So we can't keep kicking this down the road. Lindor, and I want to incorporate Beltran. Everybody knows that Beltran had a rough year one, Tiki, in 05.
Yep.
16 home runs, which is like Lee Mazzilli.
Ugh.
And 78 ribbies and a sub-750 OPS.
16 home runs.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge has 14 already.
That's yeah.
halfway through May.
And he was, I think when the Mets got him, he was 27 or 28. He was just entering his prime. And then, of course, next year he came back and he went bonkers. And he was top five for the MVP and wound up being a great Met. Now, that's Beltran, all right? But what I think is interesting, because the bounce back was so apparent in year two, how did he start year two? I went back and I looked.
Okay.
All right? I wanted to see, was it top heavy? And I knew it was fairly consistent, but I'll tell you, in April, his OPS was well over 1,000. This is year two.
Okay.
So bounce back year, over 1,000. In May.
Started great.
In May, the OPS dropped a little to 980, but he had 10 home runs, which is still great. 10 home runs and 26 RBIs in May. And in June, his OPS was well over 1,000, 8 more homers, and 25 RBIs. That's Beltran in year two, who had a lot to prove. Lindor, who has a lot to prove. His OPS right now is worse than last year, which was horrid.
Yeah.
So does Lindor start to hit?
Yeah, so you keep saying this. I think Mets fans keep saying this. Buck Showalter is saying this. He's going to be a contributor. He's going to bounce back.
A contributor? Ten years, he's going to be a contributor.
Think about what I just said.
What is he, McEwing? A contributor?
People think he's going to be to bounce back and be a contributor. For $34 million a year, which, by the way, is seventh on the all-time list of AAV, average annual value of the contract. Seventh on the all-time list.
Do you have the front six names?
I have the front six.
What do you got?
Max Scherzer is 43.
Worth
right
every
now,
penny.
Every penny. Garrett Cole's 36.
Worth every penny.
Mike Trout, 35 and
every
a half.
Every penny.
Carlos Correa, 35.
He's having a rough year. He's hurt again, man.
But again, this is really short.
No, I know.
Opt-out, whatever.
He's got one year. He's got two with a 1 year opt-out.
Maybe he
he's
shouldn't.
Not playing well.
Maybe he shouldn't.
He's not playing well. he's hurt again.
Strasburg, 35. He's probably not worth it.
Been hurt a lot.
Yep. Rendon, he's 35. Agreed.
He's good, but he's not worth it.
And then Francisco Lindor, $34 million. Trevor Bauer's right behind him, but obviously that's told. That's gone.
Yes.
Because of his suspension by Major League Baseball. So the seventh highest paid current player in Major League Baseball per AAV has an OPS below 700.
Barely above 700.
Below
709.
Almost below 700.
He's 9 for 60 in May.
Yeah.
9 for 60. Now,
that's problematic. Especially given the it's easy to look at the collection of stats, but when you look at the situation last night, runners in scoring position, chance to be not a hero, but just get on base.
Be a hero, dude.
Yeah, right. Maybe be the hero.
You know, we push it forward a little bit? Be the hero.
And for $34 million, you should be. And four straight fastballs you can't catch up to.
What I said to you. Like Gallegos, who's very good closer, but it wasn't like, let me nibble, slider, sinker, change up in the dirt, you know, let me expand the zone. It was fastball, 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 get lost.
Yes.
No respect.
Yeah, that's right. And that's saying something.
Yeah. It's telling you about bat speed.
It's telling you about how people think about him.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
how they perceive it, not how they perceive the measurement on his bat speed and the other analytics. Listen, I still, I'm not giving up on Lindor. I'm not. But it's beginning to get to the point of the season where,
when does it get ugly? Not because he's,
From Met fans or from us?
Well, from us, it'll happen sooner. But for Mets fans, It's not the same as last year with the whole thumb down and, you know, just I'm going to fight the fans because I think I can win. You're not winning in New York, dude. Sorry, not happening. But that's not the case I'm talking about. But when does it get to the point where Mets fans are like, this guy just can't do it?
You mean where they bail on him?
They bail on him.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. Like, if, and again, I'd be stunned if this happened. Like, if he hits this year, I'm just going to throw out numbers. I don't think this will happen. Let me give you 246, all right? I'm making it ugly on purpose. 246, 19 home runs, 77 RBIs, OPS 743.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mets season does not finish well, it's over.
Yeah. They'll bail.
That's it.
Now, let's not forget Bryce Harper had this issue first couple years as well in Philadelphia. But after the All-Star breaks, he always found it. So should we wait till the All-Star break?
Well, he is a little bit of a second-half hitter. His numbers back that up. But, you know, last year was rough, and this year is rough. And that's not a figment of our imagination. Let me ask everybody this. Do you watch the Mets? Let me rephrase that. How many times have you watched the Mets since he arrived here? And you flipped off SNY, and you said to yourself before you went to bed, we've got one of the best players in baseball. Because that's what you thought you were getting.
Yeah. Maybe two or three times at the beginning of the season.
A handful.
Yeah.
Out of
30-plus games.
I was talking about last year, too.
Yeah. Last year, I wasn't watching
I was.
Maybe two or three times.
Since he was acquired. How many times have you said, oh, we've got an absolute star. This is the guy that we need.
Yeah, when are you talking about Francisco Lindor like we're now talking about Aaron Judge?
Is he going to make an all-star team as a Met? He's not making it this year.
No.
I mean, so, I don't know, Teak. It's a very, very ominous start. It is early, and baseball's cyclical, but there's some really bad warning flares that he's shooting across the sky. He's better correct. He's got to wake up. Has to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.